Brian, one of the things we've done at the Intelligent Assistance Conference is bring brands in who have, in many cases, spearheaded the implementation of intelligent assistance in their customer care fabric. So we've had Amtrak, we've had Domino's, we've had Hyatt Hotels, and a number. This year we're having Intercontinental Hotels. These are companies that are dedicated to better service for their clients. And another one that we've had a couple years running was USAA, both the membership group and the insurance. And, you know, they're synonymous with just treating their members the way that they deserve as they look at it. And these are, you know, people that had been in the military, served our country, and, you know, they have concluded, they being USAA, has concluded that incorporating the best of the best technologies for recognizing intent, responding quickly, and that sort of thing is just so important. And we just want to, you know, keep on with that. But here's the framing. It turns out as you implement these technologies, you really don't know at the outset what you don't know it takes to refine it. And, you know, in some ways, there's a leap of faith going on. We're bringing artificial intelligence into the, you know, both the digital commerce and customer care fabric of a company. And my premise is it's not as risky as it sounds. You are not alone in trying to do this. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, Dan, I can tell you that, you know, these companies are obviously leading way ahead of the curve. And it's indicative to their core values. USAA is a good example. You know, they are focusing on what can we do to serve these customers better, not what some technology writers tend to think, that this is sort of the ATM machine of banking. It really is an extension of the brand, and it's an opportunity to present the brand as a personality, as something that's endearing into that person's life. I happen to think that ultimately, you know, if we can use a web as another analogy in history, the very first websites were business cards, and then it became brochures. Mm. And everybody thought it was just going to stop at the brochure, right? It's like, okay, you kind of put up a few pictures and then you're done. That's kind of where we are with most of the skills and voice apps. And we kind of figure, okay, we've reached the zenith. We're just at the beginning, and companies like USAA and the people that are going to be showing at the conference, they're going to be demonstrating how they're ahead of this curve. And by the way, it's moving so quickly. By the time most companies even get the notion to put something out, it's already going to change. So this is something that I think all brands need to start really watching and participating with. The moment to jump into it already came. It's right now.
Well, that's exactly our point.
Absolutely.
I mean, however you describe the curve, we're on the curve. We're not ahead of the curve. And a little bit more than that is you know, there are a lot of evergreen discussions about whether this is about replacing humans with automated systems, with robots. And we have always had a session of like where, you know, how you strike the balance between humans and machines. And I don't even know that that's the issue as much anymore. I think that we're getting the message across that this is about IA, about intelligent assistance, what some people call intelligence augmentation, as opposed to AI, which is general artificial intelligence, you know, with a smattering of machine learning, and the machine learning clicks in, and pretty soon it's smarter than all of us. We have demonstrations in the form of these case studies of the use of these assistive technologies across channels, across time and space, across subject matter, and offered by brands in a way that put the brand in the best light and also forge a strong relationship with their customers or members.
Absolutely. You know, I remember when the web was starting up and it was just pre-dot dot-com boom and bust. And a lot of writers were starting to think, my God, the web is going to start taking away so many jobs. And people just going to go to the web. Some of that came about and some of it didn't. And if we look at, again, as we're recording this podcast, if we look at today, Amazon is taking over a physical retail store. At the beginning of the web boom, it was Amazon pretty much saying that the retail, you know, buying experience is over with. And now they're coming full circle. So we had a historic moment. And I believe that the augmentation of this technology, conversational interface and AI technology is really, I call it intelligence amplification for humans. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to give us all powers, consumers and brands at the front line with their employees having the same technology. It's going to give us things that we didn't have before. And yes, some people are going to be out of a job, but they're going to be moving up hopefully to better jobs rather than this rote reading of a script over a phone, right? I mean, so many poor folks that are sitting there reading some sort of screen when that could probably be a dialogue between an intelligent assistant and an Alexa device at your home, right? And maybe a human being drops in for the final icing on the cake or the cherry on top or however you want to analogize it.
Yeah. And you know, that transition, and we're seeing it on a number of the platforms, with be it Messenger, whether you're on Messenger or you're talking to Alexa, there's been this elegant interweaving of phone calls with interactions with the virtual agent. We ourselves and our minds are being retooled fairly efficiently. It's to be sort of indifferent. You're using your voice, you're using your own words, you'll use it to talk to, to find things and carry out business or carry out conversations. We get that, and we're getting better at doing it with these new platforms, for lack of a better word.
And Dan,
it's been impressive.
And Dan, if you walk around and see those in the youth cohort, I try not to say millennials and all the kind of definition. I'm talking about people between the ages of 12 to 17, 18 years old. They're using voice and voice search on Google and voice texting in a manner that is absolutely logarithmic in growth. Mm-hmm. They are interfacing all of their voice contacts with voice snippets on top of commands. They really don't want to use their thumbs. And that's going to matriculate up and change the way we think computing platforms are going to operate.
Yeah. And you know what else is going on in the background is somewhere in their mind, it's mapping into taking control. So we humans are not going to cede control of the cyber world. And this becomes more of a new generation defining the relationship or the coexistence of your online self with your offline self, and how we move agilely between the two, how we use one to influence how well we're doing in the other, and kids get it. They got it from doing video games and stuff.
It's
kind of cool.
Absolutely. And I would end with saying that we're going to personify ourselves within our intelligent assistants.
Right.
I believe that that's going to happen much sooner than we realize. And it's not going to be a stand-in for us, but it's going to be doing things on behalf of us in a way that we would have done them and possibly interact with the greater world on behalf of us in a way that is both fascinating and could be written dystopically if one would want to see the dead end of this. But I don't think it's going to go that way. I think you're right. I think we will stay in command of and control of this stuff. And hopefully they just never get control of the big red button, right? And then we're all fine.
The red pill or the blue pill and all that.
That's right.
And to your point, and we'll close with this, is that the implication for brands and enterprises and the companies we individuals want to carry out business with has to embrace these technologies now. And to your point about Amazon being the ultimate online store now, you know, opening its physical stores and showing the way to, you know, adding groceries and that sort of thing. You know, that is commerce of the future. It's not digital or offline. It's both. It's simultaneous. And it turns out that the way companies and the way that the customers of those companies ought to be taking control of it is with this intelligent user interface. And it's, you know, it's happening, you know, and that's what we're laying out here. So looking forward to you joining us at the conference, September 18th and 19th here in San Francisco. And with that, we'll sign off from this.
Thank you, Dan.